City Queer Cast.
Gays and lesbians are all the rage.
We're here and we're queer.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
We're talking mega gay.
Ooh, I like that.
I'm Peter Maverick.
I'm Amy Matheny. This Queer Cast is brought to you in part by
Bud Light. Always worth it. American Airlines. Offering the GLBT community exciting vacation packages online at aa.com/rainbow. LaSalle Bank. LaSalle Bank, making more possible.
Hey everybody, you're listening to Windy City Queercast show number 46. I'm Amy Matheny.
And I'm Peter Maverick.
And what a world wacky weekend we are having.
Crazy. Crazy weekend last week and crazy weekend this weekend.
Yeah, why is it so crazy?
It's crazy too because we are sitting here in Chicago.
Yeah.
With the one, the only, Wanda Wisdom.
Well, hey there, hi there, hello there, ladies.
Hello, Wanda!
Hey!
Hi there, kids.
It's so good to have you in our presence.
Yes, thank you for having me in this lovely, warm, balmy Chicago autumn day.
Balmy, and we're wearing heavy jackets.
Well, compared to
so?
Minneapolis, it's balmy.
Yeah,
it's at least 10 degrees warmer here.
Yes, we have less wind than you all do, too.
Yes.
It's true.
No, more. No, you have more wind, don't you?
Oh, I don't think so.
I ate a lot of beans, so I've got some wind for you.
Ah!
Oh!
Wah, wah, wah.
I brought a lot of hairspray just in case.
Just in case. Keep it all together.
How do you like my do?
Looks fabulous.
Gorge.
Fierce?
Gorge. I did it.
It's kind of in a Sears Tower tribute.
I like that.
The two chopsticks sticking out of the top.
Yeah.
Tomorrow you
can do the Hancock, maybe. Do
ooh,
some, like, crisscross things. You know, put a little Oprah up in the top.
I should do that.
You
want
to put Oprah on the first floor, though, because she might fall off. I was making an Oprah fat joke, but it just
Oprah's looking good.
You know, she's putting on pounds again.
Yeah, but she bulked up because she worked with this hot, hot, hot guy from this, like, core network who was her trainer all summer long. Because, you know, I was addicted to the Oprah and Gail's big adventure as they drove cross country. And they finally showed that hot. I couldn't believe every gay man in America is not wanting to work out with him. Black man. He's beautiful.
Didn't she just start her own radio network?
She did.
Oprah.
On XM.
Radio.
Radio.
See, if I were going to do Oprah radio, I'd be radio.
Oh.
Oh. I don't know. Call me crazy.
I haven't heard it, but she's got all her posse of friends. Maybe she would like to become friends with us.
Maybe.
But she's a real gal. She's real sized. So anytime she puts on, Kathy Griffin talked about that. But
yeah,
anytime she puts on weight, I'm reminded that she's, you know, she's just one of us.
Yeah, she said she hit her ideal weight, and I can't remember if it was 154 or 145.
Wow. Is she really short?
Well.
Have you ever met her
petite.
In person?
I did. I met her 2 weeks ago.
She's real
really?
Tiny.
She's real
yes.
Tiny.
Oh, Wanda, you missed me on the after the show, Oprah.
Oh, yeah. No.
It was on the lesbian show.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Me and Oprah even interrupted her, girl.
Did you really?
Oprah interrupted.
Had Oprah,
did you
Oprah
have your own colored microphone with abs?
I didn't, like Babs, where she had the flowers, had to be a certain way, and the white mic.
Yeah, she said, where did she get a white microphone? Oh, we had one of your spray painted.
Yeah. Exactly. You're going to see Barbara Streisand.
I am.
Going
I'm
down
going
the stony
live
end.
To see you. I'm hoping to get backstage.
Yeah.
Or on stage.
Yeah. Bring a white microphone.
Don't make her say fuck. Whatever you do.
I know. I want
to
heckle
say
her.
Shit this time. Shit in Minneapolis.
Gonna,
a cocksucker for Chicago
yeah.
is what I'm aiming for.
I need more attention, really, because my, you know, attempts at attention seeking have not been as successful as I would have hoped.
You could wear a large menorah in your hair.
I could do that.
I'm
or I could just light myself on fire and scream out, I don't know.
Babs, I burned for you.
I'm on fire! That might give me attention. I don't know.
Right.
Attention to the fire hose.
Oh,
put out your wig.
That wouldn't be so bad.
See, she's going to love being in Chicago because the woman's such a big Democrat and it's such a Democratic city that
yeah.
She'll probably be throwing money and paying for us to go out and vote in other states or something. I don't know.
I just, you know, I'm one of, I kind of identify with the guy who yelled at her, though, during the show because I'm a fan of her music, and that's really why people pay $4 million to go see her.
Right.
Not to watch her, you know, go on about her politics, which is fine. Everybody's entitled. But, you know, it's kind of like that whole celebrity thing when you see celebrities get sort of political. Not that they can't, but sometimes I'm like, I just, you know, do your thing.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
And, you know, I want to enjoy you for your craft.
Right. Yeah.
Do what I paid for. Don't sing.
I paid good money for these tickets.
See, we have no craft, so they should just say this shit, right?
Wait, what is it that she's singing with him, though? There's something that she's singing with Bush on stage. Like, Get Happy or something? Sacred.
What is it?
Is it Forget Your Troubles? Happy Days Are Here.
Happy Days Are Here Again.
Yeah, that's her famous number that she did with Judy Garland when
her
she was...
first television number, right?
Exactly right.
I have that in my iPod.
Wow. You have the video?
No.
Oh, I did. Me too. I see my iPod too. See, look. We were
kindred
all the
spirit.
Queer casters out there.
Hey, and we are continuing our Windy City Queer Cast parties, which is why Wanda has been in town, which is fabulous for our weekend bowling party. We started off the week at Sidetrack with our official launch party, and we want to thank everybody who came out to that, and especially our other contributors. Jerry Potter was there, Jared Jones was there, Neil Paris was there in spirit, and Logan Schwartz and Grubenier, our little pint-sized
delicious
political pundit from the 25th Annual Putnam County Spelling Bee, and she brought the cast from the Spelling Bee, and we did a great gay Spelling Bee.
I got friendly with one of her dads.
Yes, she did. Really? She has a very funny little political rant about Barbara, which is great. Yeah,
we'll have it soon.
Yeah, but
hopefully.
So thanks for that, and we'll have probably some video and some details for the bowling. So keep watching on the site.
Yeah, absolutely. This is going
to
be an.
Do I really
weekend.
Have to bowl?
Yeah, because I got to
my
watch
shoes.
You.
Have you seen my shoes?
I got to watch you throw a ball
what
in my dress.
What size shoe do you wear, Wanda?
That's a 15, actually.
Ooh.
Wow. And you know what that means.
Big hair.
Yeah. The hair's got to be even bigger.
Yeah.
Counterbalance.
It's all drag. Appropriate drag is all about proportions.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you can't have your hair too big, but it can't be too small. In fact, I was going to see a fellow gal pal perform in Minneapolis, and... her hair, she had an updo, and her hair was thinner than her head.
Not okay.
And, you know, when you got a big head...
You should add some extensions.
You need even bigger hair.
Yeah.
You know, because you don't want to attract attention. She anyway.
Pinhead.
I can say mean things in Chicago.
That's
you know,
right. As my friend from Mississippi, Cecilia Shirey Pickle Wingate, says, the higher the hair, the closer to God.
Exactly.
So, you know, just get yourself in a heavenly position.
Did she have pickle in her name? Is that what you just said?
Her name is Cecilia Shirey Pickle Wingate. So... yes, one of those.
That's just killing me.
Hey, and congratulations to Jeffrey, the winner on Project Runway this past week. I have to say, I really thought Uli was going to win. I was kind of holding out for Uli, my little German girl. But congratulations to Jeffrey. He shows that another sober person can do something fabulous. And
once you
really,
put down the booze,
yeah,
you don't miracles. Have to lose.
Oh,
there you go.
Never.
So
ever.
He was definitely a controversial character, you know, and they portrayed him that way on the show. But I think in the end, they really let him have this amazing journey. So I thought it spoke well.
Is that the one with all the pictures
levels.
On his neck?
Yeah, all the tattoos on his neck.
God, I feel so out of it. I don't. Do you know I don't even own a TV?
Wanda. But you have that's an iPod.
Okay.
That's
okay. I have an iPod, and I've started watching because you know you can download TV shows now and movies from. I don't do the movies because that's ridiculous.
Did you watch The Desperate Housewives?
No, I don't watch The Desperate. I should, but you know, I'm the kind of person I'll let everybody you know get crazy over these shows, and I'll watch them years later.
Yep. Oh my God, totally me with Sex and the City.
Same yeah, yep. I was the same way with Queer as Folk. I'm like, let everybody get all crazy about it, then I'll watch it.
Yeah.
And, it's easier too because you can watch it consecutively. You
exactly,
have to wait.
Exactly. Well, now I made the mistake of getting hooked on Battlestar Galactica because I'm kind of a geek.
I'm a geek, and my friend tells me to watch it, and I feel like I've missed the bus until the.
No, they have a wonderful. You can watch the first two seasons, but they also this season had a How We Got to This Point show that you can download for free on iTunes. That's like a 45-minute special that tells you...
Making note, right?
Just grab
what
that
happened.
Pen.
That and Heroes. I've been addicted to Heroes.
I love the Heroes.
You told me that, and they're showing the pilot again.
Oh, good.
So I'm going to start
I think I want to be... I was talking about this the other night. I think I want to be that girl who was on like the table with her chest split open for Halloween. That might be actually kind of fun.
Ooh,
that would be kind of cool.
You were still working on what you were going to be for Halloween.
Yeah, I don't know yet, though. See, notice the goatee's getting smaller.
The goatee is getting smaller. I am definitely...
Are you going to do drag?
I don't know. Everyone keeps saying I'm supposed to.
But apparently, yeah, because you used to do the...
He does some pretty girls.
Yeah, I want to see photo. Did you show me a photo?
I did show you a photo. You're like, that's not you. And you're like, oh, yeah, that's you.
That's right. And you looked very hot.
Arigato gozaimasu.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of pretty girls and also downloading,
I just launched today. Oh, no, you weren't talking about
that. Sorry. The L Word has now launched where you can watch The L Word online. So if you've missed any of the episodes or you don't subscribe to Showtime, you can now download that. That was just announced today.
When will they do that with Weeds?
You can download Weeds.
Really?
Actually, NBC yes. 2 will allow you. You don't have to buy it off iTunes. The Heroes, for example.
Yep.
You can watch it on TV. They give you little, it's in parts.
Right.
And so then you have to watch like a commercial, but.
Weeds you can buy on iTunes. Oh, wow. There you go. All that you learn here. Hey, we've got lots to talk about today.
Absolutely.
We're
going
to be with Wanda the whole show.
Sure.
We've got news, we've got giveaways, we've got Logan. It's just, you know, a regular crazy gaggle of. Fun.
Queer Chicago and Minneapolis.
Chicago,
Midwest.
Minneapolis and Chicago. I got to come up with a name for Chicago, though.
We'll figure it out.
Chicago. I don't know. Something. We'll work on it.
Call Oprah.
Yes.
She's probably got a name.
I need to be up. My mother was on Oprah because I used to live outside of Chicago in the suburbs.
Oh.
Until I was, 13. And my mother was a guest on Oprah when it was AM Chicago.
Wow.
I think that's what she called it then.
That was the really good hair.
She was like 800 pounds. And
yeah.
Crazy ass.
Always wearing electric blue.
Yes.
She always wore electric blue.
Yeah.
Big, big hair.
Short hair, Nell Carter hair.
All right, we're going to go look for the video on that while we take a break. We'll be back after this.
In Paris, they broke the rules. In Saigon, they broke our hearts. Now, the creators of Les Miserables and Miss Saigon break ground once again with their boldest, most breathtaking musical ever. The Pirate Queen. A grand adventure and a passionate love story, The Pirate Queen tells the tale of a brave woman who became the greatest heroine of her time and a legend for all time. From the producers of the groundbreaking phenomenon, Riverdance, comes an epic new theatrical event. Boubile and Schoenberg's The Pirate Queen. Don't miss the world premiere pre-Broadway engagement at the Cadillac Palace Theater now through November 26th only. For tickets, call 312-902-1400 or visit BroadwayInChicago.com for The Pirate Queen.
Making your travel plans for fall? Thinking about that Christmas visit to mom's house in your old bedroom? Let the experts at GayHotelDiscounts.com find the luxury you're looking for at a price you can afford. If you need a queen in Phoenix or a king in Miami, GayHotelDiscounts.com can find the perfect room for you and your partner. Visit our website for gay destination cities and extracurricular ideas to dance off that second serving of mom's apple pie. GayHotelDiscounts.com for the gay traveler in you.
Photos Dance Chicago is celebrating its 15th anniversary season with their fall engagement at the Athenaeum, October 28th and 29th. The performance will feature Chicago premieres and company favorites, including works from Shapiro and Smith and Lar Lubavitch. Critics have applauded Photos Dance Chicago as breathtakingly athletic, fiercely complex, and powerfully beautiful. For tickets and information, visit ThodosDanceChicago.org, T-H-O-D-O-S, DanceChicago.org.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Male Fur Coat Wearer.
Mr. Male Fur Coat Wearer.
Perhaps fashion's greatest mystery. What makes a big, strong man say, I think I need a new fur coat?
I don't know.
The very height of political incorrectness. Nothing says, I could give a rat's rear end like a man in a floor-length chinchilla.
I'm taking no prisoners.
A look that's half street pimp, half Aunt Esther, and full-on fur-tastic. Sure, it's gauche, but you don't spend more on your coat than your car, not to be noticed.
But look at me.
So crack open a nice cold Bud Light, Mr. Male Fur Coat Wearer, because it takes a real man to wear a lady's coat.
Mr. Male Fur Coat Wearer.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Culture Club. Culture Club. Culture Club.
Theater.
Music.
Dance.
Art.
Performance.
Provocative.
Hilarious.
Exciting.
Weird.
Control the club.
For the week of October 23rd, 2006, you are in Chicago's Culture Club.
Dating is hell, especially when Mr. Perfect happens to be the son of Satan. About Face Theater presents Say You Love Satan, a diabolical gay romantic comedy, now through November 11th at the Victory Gardens Greenhouse, 2257 North Lincoln Avenue. For tickets, call 773-871-3000. Tickets are selling fast, so buy yours today.
Looking Glass Theater Company presents the world premiere of Argonautica, The Voyage of Jason and the Argonauts, written and directed by Mary Zimmerman. Set sail in this ancient epic tale of the quest for the Golden Fleece. Argonautica, playing now at the Looking Glass Theater in the Water Tower Works on Michigan Avenue at Pearson. Phone 312-337-0665 or visit lookingglasstheater.org.
Shameful paths led them here. Scarlet secrets keep them here. Andrew Lippa, who wrote Broadway's The Wild Party, premieres his new musical, Asphalt Beach, at Northwestern University's American Music Theater Project, October 27th through November 12th. Welcome to Asphalt Beach, New Jersey, where a ragtag band of misfit girls struggle daily to break out and break free. For more information, visit ticnorthwestern.edu or call 847-491-7282.
About Face Theater and Looking Glass Theater Company present Clay, a one-man hip-hop musical written and performed by Matt Sachs. Sachs is a powerhouse, says the Chicago Tribune, and Windy City Times encourages you to rush out right now and get your tickets. Clay, playing now at Looking Glass Theater Water Tower Works. Call 312-337-0665 or visit lookingglasstheater.org.
Meet the Hubbard family of Alabama in Lillian Hellman's Another Part of the Forest, now at Writers Theater. The envy of the South in 1880, the Hubbard family is deeply human, uniquely Southern, and has a reputation for success at any cost. For more on Another Part of the Forest, playing now at the Intimate Writers Theater, call 847-242-6000 or log on to writerstheater.org.
And as always, for more Culture Club, see the Windy City Times or visit us online at windycitytimes.com.
This is Logan Schwartzengrobenier from the 25th Annual Putnam County Spelling Bee. And my two dads and I are completely buzzing about this week's bee in my bonnet. This bee is as stressful as preparing for my Pussycat Dolls audition. The pop singing sensation, the Pussycat Dolls, are holding auditions here in Chicago, and I've been practicing every day after school for hours with my dad. Don't you wish your girlfriend was a freak like me? But I do have to be really careful around my Carl dad and to say Kitty Cat Dolls, because he doesn't like it when I say pussy. Or Bush. But that's for an obvious reason. This is Logan Schwartzengrobenier, and that's the bee in my bonnet. Be sure to check us out on the web at spellingbeethemusical.com/Chicago.
Great moments in gay culture. Judy at the Palace, Liza at Radio City, and Logan at the Bee. That's right, Logan Schwartzengrobenier, America's favorite half-Jewish, biracial, daughter of two gay dads, invites you to the first ever gay night at the 25th Annual Putnam County Spelling Bee on Sunday, November 5th at 6:30 p.m. See Logan live on stage in a bee that will make the Christian right go crazy. Mention the code GAY when ordering and get tickets for only $39. Call 312-902-1400 or visit spellingbeethemusical.com/Chicago to order your tickets now.
Thank you, parents. We hope you enjoyed the fifth graders' orchestra recital.
What if wherever you went, you got more than you were expecting?
Hi, Daddy!
Hey, thanks for watching the kids.
Anytime.
How were they?
Good.
No problems?
Nope. Oh, and I taught Noah his multiplication tables, and I've got Wendy reading Shakespeare.
At LaSalle Bank, we think more is precisely what you should expect. More responsiveness, more service, more convenience. In a word, more.
Hey, Billy!
Hi, Mr. Schmidt.
What are you doing in the bushes?
Oh, I was getting your newspaper.
My newspaper?
Yeah, I must have been off balance when I threw it, and I totally missed the porch.
Oh!
I just didn't want you to have to go looking for it.
Thanks, Billy.
And with any luck, our philosophy will catch on everywhere. LaSalle Bank, making more possible. LaSalle Bank N.A., member FDIC.
Windy City Queercast is brought to you in part by Broadway in Chicago and The Pirate Queen, the world premiere pre-Broadway epic from the creators of Les Miserables and Miss Saigon. For tickets, visit BroadwayInChicago.com.
And hey, everybody, it's time for your Windy City Queercast giveaway. I've got a pair of tickets to see Say You Love Satan at the Victory Gardens Greenhouse at 2257 North Lincoln Avenue. You all heard them on our show. They were so much fun. Amy and I have seen the show. It is incredible. You will laugh. And you know, everybody has that bad relationship where they think they're dating the son or maybe the daughter of Satan. So if you want to win a pair of tickets to see Say You Love Satan, put Satan in an email address and send it to WCMGpromo@AOL.com. Put Satan in the subject, actually, and make sure you send us your name and your address so we can send you a pair of tickets to see Say You Love Satan at the Victory Gardens Greenhouse.
Is it always right to pursue these feelings?
Hey, this is Ari Gold, and you're listening to the Windy City Queercast.
And this is your Windy City Queercast News.
In Minnesota, Alex Whitney, a 26-year-old gay Republican, is hoping that his messages of fiscal responsibility and tolerance will help him win a state representative seat in Minnesota on November 7th. However, he is running against Margaret Anderson Kallier, I hope I'm saying her name right, who has prevailed in four elections in the Minneapolis district.
And also in Minneapolis, a bus driver who complained about an advertisement featuring the local GLBT magazine Lavender now does not have to drive any bus that carries the ad. However, Amalgamated Transit Union Local 1005 President Michelle Summers did not agree with the move, saying that if you start saying this or that ad is inappropriate, you're offending other people and that can create a difficult environment for people to work in.
And calling all Grey's Anatomy fans, you know George is our favorite, and now we know why. In a historic move, Grey's has gotten a touch of the rainbow. Grey's Anatomy star T.R. Knight, who plays Dr. George O'Malley on the hit series, has confirmed in a recent interview that he is gay. The actor told People magazine, quote, "While I prefer to keep my personal life private, I hope the fact that I'm gay isn't the most interesting part of me," end quote. The declaration is landmark, though, in that no gay actor has come out during the peak of his fame on a hit TV series since lesbian Ellen DeGeneres.
Who we love. I love the Ellen show. So we had two Minneapolis stories, and of course, who do we have with
us? I brought the news for you
guys. You brought the news to us.
Anytime you need news, just call me up.
So there's a lot of brouhaha going on with the gay Republicans and the homophobes in Minneapolis.
Yes. And that's you. You're Lavender. That's
yes,
you. Well, you're your face.
Unknown to the people actually working there, I am.
Lavender. So did you all hear about this from the transit system?
We knew this went down. And I can tell you that this is not the reaction. Obviously, nobody could have expected that an individual would have been upset about, driving a bus that had this ad. The ad itself, very innocuous.
Yeah,
all
describe
it says
it.
Is, it's a guy, very cracker, milk toasty, white guy, smiling.
White bread.
And it says, "Unleash your inner gay." And then underneath, lavendermagazine.com. Hmm. Very innocuous. And so
I don't know what
religious precept would prevent you from driving a bus.
Maybe "unleash" was a little too satanic or something. Like
commandment
or
number 312. You may not drive a bus with the word gay on it. So we knew that it happened, but I know the folks at Lavender thought there would be public upset, perhaps,
right,
at the sign, because it is the first time that people in Minneapolis would have seen the word gay on a bus.
Right.
So that,
even the HIV/AIDS stuff doesn't normally ever lend itself to, right, might have a male on the ad, but never maybe mentions gay.
Yeah.
And that would probably be the only other thing targeting.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's really sad because I think it's unfortunate that the bus company, their own union, doesn't even support this particular bus driver in this case, because it's a Pandora's box. If you let the driver say, "I'm not driving buses with this on it," what do you do for, every other driver who's against maybe a political candidate? Because they'll have political. So I was thinking, what if it's a conservative bus driver who doesn't support abortion or you know, gay marriage, for example.
And a pro-choice clinic, a women's
clinic,
like
Planned Parenthood,
like Planned Parenthood
or something. So I think pretty quickly the bus company is going to have to reverse its decision on this one. I don't know for, you know, from Adam if that's going to happen, but I would imagine.
So it's interesting in Chicago, you know, because with the gay games were here in July, and that was the first time I think gay was
everywhere.
On all of the buses, on the outside of the buses, on the inside
in
the of
the train
buses,
station.
In the train stations. And, you know, I know that the gay organizers for the gay games, you know, were really felt like it went off without incident, you know, not a lot of graffiti or anything like that in any of the posters and ads and events. So it's just interesting that one ad on a
Just such a random. And I have to tell you, this story was picked up and it was on the AP, so it's kind of made it you know, halfway around the world.
Yeah,
and people have been very. Most people, they even had a thing on the news, a couple of the news channels did a thing on it, and most people's reaction was, this is ridiculous, because where does it stop?
Yeah.
You know, everybody's really, I mean, most Americans are pretty tolerant of people's religious beliefs, but again, I don't know that this, what religion tells you can't drive a bus with,
the word gay on it.
Yeah.
So what about this gay Republican, Alex Whitney, and I'm probably just totally ruined this woman's name. What is
Kelleher.
Kelleher. Oh, that's
Margaret Anderson Kelleher. She's the leader of...
Kelleher.
The leader, I believe the leader of the DFL. See, we don't have Democrats. We have the DFL, which is Democrat Farmer Labor in Minnesota. And, you know, as nice as this young man is and as, you know, a moderate, he's very moderate.
Uh-huh.
He calls himself, his parents, he comes from the Whitney family, Whitney Wheelock, I think.
Like the Whitney family? Like Whitney museums and stuff?
Yeah, I don't know if that's the same family, but I think it is.
Old American money.
Yes, old American Republican stalwarts,
yeah.
And he considers himself a progressive, you know, on social issues, conservative on fiscal issues person.
Yeah.
And so I doubt if he has a chance in heck, because she's always won more than 70%.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
But, you know, it's good, I think, to see people in our community representing diverse views.
Yeah. Although there's been a lot of talk lately about what's going on in the Republican Party and the swing to, like, get the ultra-conservatives out, because they're really trying to drive out that whole gay Republican voice. And, I mean, Bush has not supported anything that when they elected him and helped put him in office, especially in the first election. So it's an interesting time to stand up loud now and be a gay Republican.
Sure. I mean, especially just the whole... I think, you know, Foley didn't do anybody any favors in that whole incident, really.
He gave gays a bad name. He gave alcoholics a bad name. Yeah. He gave everybody... There's a wonderful bit that Wanda Sykes did. She's like, don't blame alcohol on your crazy little habits.
I'm sorry. That's true.
She's like, being drunk might make you, you know, sleep with a fatty, but you're not going to turn into a pedophile.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and now this priest has come out, you know, and said that he had
gently fondled him.
What did Foley have to do to get this guy to take the fall for it? You know, I mean, what the
this
hell?
This poor guy was living. I think he's living somewhere in like Morocco on a beach somewhere, and now he's like. Why do you have to bring my name up after all these years?
I know. It's just crazy. And, you know, the last story about T.R. Knight coming out, I think this is just huge. I knew T.R. Knight was gay, and I know people in New York who've known him from his theater days, and when he was on the came on the show, a lot of them talked about, you know, he's really out. So, I mean, I don't know how... This is not going to be any other situation like a Sean Hayes. But you know, he's
Anderson
on...
Cooper.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Not allegedly. I interviewed him years before in B-movies, you know, and then he hits Will and Grace, and he's not...
What is that all... I never understood that one.
I don't know. But I think it's...
We don't all know? Just
no,
looking
but,
at her.
I think it's advertising. I think it's what's going on. I think it's the whole thing, like, with Lance and everything that was going on. It's like, just don't talk about it. Don't talk about it because we've got a product to sell.
Yeah.
So
it may be, but of all shows, that would have been an easy show to come out on and hit your heyday and truly be. But also, it would have separated him from the rest of the clan, and maybe there was that thing. But I think it's awesome that he went ahead, came out, and... you know, does anybody think it will really affect his career negatively? I mean, he's really been kind of the darling on that show. I don't know if either of you all watch it, but I'm an avid fan. And I think you can watch that online,
too. Is he cute?
He is very cute. Yeah.
The important thing.
Well, the awesome thing was that he was in love with the main character, you know, and it went badly because they kind of slept together once on a bad
night. Isn't Gray a girl?
No, Meredith Grey is the girl. Yeah, he slept with the girl. Yeah. Meredith Grey, the character. And then now he's been involved with this kind of sexy, feisty Latin woman who is portrayed by the woman who played the goddess of the lake from Spamalot and won the Tony Awards. So she's a big kind of zoftig, big personality Latin character, doctor, and so...
When he starts dating Sandra Oh, then you'll know.
Yeah, when he's...
It's always the Asian girlfriend is the last one before he comes out.
But that's so weird, because I almost dated this Asian girl right before I came out. Seriously.
Peter knows.
Katie Lee,
I dated her. What is that? Is that a biochemical thing?
It is. It's something about the Asians and coming out of the closet.
I think you should call it Asian American Association and apologize.
Yeah, we'll do that. Make Peter, get on that staff.
Or see my ex-girlfriend there.
That's hilarious. Well, you know, I think it's nice now that we finally have a guy, though, who's been comfortable enough to come out. You know, another story that I heard this week was that, you know, Matthew McConaughey, who was what? Is he People's Magazine Hot Man of the Year last year?
Oh, he's so hot.
Oh, my God.
You don't think so?
See, I think he's beautiful. My girlfriend doesn't think so. Yeah. You know, I'm Southern, so he's just a good old Southern boy banging on a Congo nude with a joint in his mouth. You know, he's just yummy on a plate.
Very nice.
He's like sea urchin. Either you love him or you hate him.
Yeah, he is.
I don't like him dirty, though. Like, I don't like, you know, like when he's all scraggly and stuff. I don't like that.
I loved him in A Time to Kill, though, and he was like all sweaty, and I'm a lesbian, so what does that say? Says my memory. Not a Kinsey Six. But he and Tour de France multi-winner Lance Armstrong, yes. Mr. X, Sheryl Crow, they've been laughing off rumors lately that they're a gay couple, and they say, you know, that they're not anything more than friends, but they have been so frequently photographed recently and that it has sparked a new term. Now, you know, we had the term metrosexual, which was like the single guy looking good, being savvy, being comfortable with being around guys. Two of them, I guess, are comfortable, like the Matthew and Lance relationship, it's now called a bromance.
I love that. I love that.
I'm having a bromance.
It sounds like something you take when your stomach is upset. Like, I need a little bromance to calm down.
Maybe that's just also the closeted feelings they're feeling. Come on out of the closet, Lance and Matthew. You'd be beautiful.
There's actually a video of them that somebody put together of like all of them to not like that. Not a Paris Hilton video, but like them, you know, in the car together, running together, and they're both, oh my God, you know, just beautiful.
See, I think Lance is ugly too. I'm sorry.
Well, they just have very, you know, nice bodies.
If they didn't have heads, like from the neck down. From the neck down.
You're that
if they were headless. If they were headless, it would be good. Well,
he doesn't do it for me.
He doesn't do it
for me. It's okay. Less for you, more for
me.
Absolutely. So, Wanda, will you come back and be on a show with us again?
Absolutely. I, you know, I'd love to move to Chicago and move in.
But Lavender wouldn't like that.
Lavender wouldn't like that so much. I'm trying to get them to maybe, you know, go to Japan for 6 months. And with the world of the internet, you know.
Yeah.
You can, as long as I can upload a show.
Yeah,
I think it should be okay.
You could be in Dubai on the ski slope.
But my
in the
fans
desert.
In Minneapolis might not. You know, who are they going to mob?
I don't know.
They need the Wanda injection as frequently as possible.
Oh, that's hot. Maybe I'll use that.
Oh, you heard it here first.
Get the Wanda injection.
So come back with us anytime.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes. Chat with us, you know. And
I'm so glad that you invited me here.
And I hope that you will let us maybe come and chat with your life.
Oh, of course. You're welcome.
We would love it. We'll tell you. We'll get some good Chicago stories.
Oh, yes.
And we'll come and share those with you.
You know, it's really funny. The last time I was in Chicago for podcasting, in fact, we were talking news. I was on another show, and we were talking news, and there were two stories from Minnesota.
Look at which. When you blow into town, you bring all the news with you.
It's
the big hair, folks.
This is the better show, though.
Oh.
We'll leave it at that.
No, that was called a pod snap. You
pod
right
snap.
There.
Pod snap. When do we get to see strippers? You promised me strippers.
We're heading out. We're gonna go head out and go head on the strip.
And
I'm sure there may be some video footage if any of it is possibly able to be shown.
There'll be lots of digitized bits and pieces.
People don't know, but whenever somebody says, Juan, I need you to, you know, do an appearance here, there is a clause which requires stripper.
It's the...
what do you call that?
In your face?
In your face.
It's the asterisk.
Exactly. That's classy. I like that. I gotta write that down too.
All right.
Asterisk.
We'll go grab a pen. All right, folks. That's another podcast. That's how we do the queer casting.
Bada bing, bada bang.
And we've now defined the pod snap. I think we should find
one. Pod snap.
We should find one for every show.
Yeah, we need to find that.
We're gonna trademark that.
Work that one out.
All right, everybody. Thank you so much for being on with us, and
we'll talk to you soon.
Got something to say? Call us today. 312-21-BE-GAY.
Thanks for listening to another Windy City Queercast. This program is brought to you in part by Bud Light. Bud Light, always worth it.
And LaSalle Bank. LaSalle Bank, making more possible.
And American Airlines, offering exciting GLBT vacations online at aa.com/rainbow.
And Broadway in Chicago. For the hottest tickets in town, visit broadwayinchicago.com. So that's our show. I'm Amy Matheny.
And I'm Peter Maverick. Please comment on our shows at windycityqueercast.com and in iTunes. And you can email us for all of our giveaways at wcmgpromo@aol.com. The next Queercast is only days away, so don't miss it. Windy City Queercast. Queer and now.
Get this podcast and more great ones like it on the High Performance Podcast Delivery Network from Podshow and Limelight Networks.
I love it.